Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. The now discontinued foods from your childhood you'd give anything to eat again.
Oh, yeah.
There are always lists.
Yep.
This one is awesome.
It is.
And feel free to participate. The number one thing on the list, the deep fried McDonald's apple pie.
Yeah.
It has to be number one everywhere.
Yeah, they bake them now. It's not the same.
It's a fake bake. They don't even have like a real oven there. So whatever they're doing, people are just not happy with that product anymore. Why did you stop deep frying it?
What's it like? Under a light bulb now or something?
I mean, have you ever seen an oven there?
I think it's like an easy bake oven.
They don't make their own bread, so I don't know what it is.
I think they come frozen with the egg wash pre-on there, and they just heat them up somehow. I think they do nuke them.
It's probably a toaster oven.
I don't know. I haven't seen a toaster oven there.
I don't know.
You know what? Next time you go to McDonald's, just pay attention. Look around where the apple pies are.
I really don't pay attention. You know? I look up at the menu. Right. I decide what I want, so I'm prepared when I get there.
See, I always look at the kitchen to see what's going on.
Yeah.
You know? If I go, I don't go inside, so I'm not paying attention to what's going on in there.
That apple pie. Oh, if you never had it, you should be mad.
Yep.
That, I don't know why they discontinued it. I guess people were complaining because it burnt the inside of their mouth out.
Well, sorry, let it cool off a little bit, you animal. You know? But that was part of the fun. The Christmas.
It was part of the fun, burning your mouth
that
off.
That was the Christmas. And then, you know, it was like, I want a game to see how I can eat this without burning my mouth apart.
No, you're right, AJ. You don't get the same crunch on it anymore.
No. It's like crispy.
Yeah.
And then just, it was like a flood of flavor, sometimes like molten hot magma, depending upon how long you wait. The thing was to break it in half.
Yes.
And let it cool off a moment, then eat it.
Yeah, you break it in half, you eat your meal.
Yes.
And then come back to it.
Exactly. It's not like it was like with pizza. You don't just like, as soon as it comes out of the oven, you just grab it and shove it in your face. No, you give it a second to cool off, or you, here's an idea, blow on it.
No. All of that is correct. Yes, fine. You get the little vanilla shake on the side.
Yes.
Dunk it in.
Yes.
Oh.
Ooh, I never thought of that. Dunking the pie in the... Oh, that's
come
nice.
On now.
I never thought of that.
It's like having the ice cream on
that's
the pie.
Right.
See, I'm not much of a dunker, but they just gave me an idea. Okay, cool.
So if they ever bring it back, it should be first order of business.
That one should dunk come
it.
Back.
Right.
It doesn't seem hard to do.
No.
The fryers are there. It's not like they got rid of all of these items.
This is that whole crap about the trans fat. Everybody's going to eat healthy and blah, blah, blah. It's like you're eating at McDonald's.
You're already having apple pie. Just deep fry it.
Yeah. You order a burger that's fried with cheese on it. You know, you order all the French fries are not healthy.
How many calories are we saving here?
Like when you go to the gym, go to McDonald's afterwards? Sorry, no. It is what it is. It's fast food. Relax. Bring back the crappy way they made it.
What's interesting is the people who lobby to end this kind of food.
Don't eat it anyway.
They don't eat it.
They don't even go there. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I had this relative.
Leave us alone.
I had this relative who became morbidly obese and had to wear sweats all the time because they ate your food. You know what? Then tell them don't eat there three times a day, 24/7, 365.
How about you invite that relative over for dinner once in a while? You cook them something healthy.
Right.
Take some responsibility.
You know what happened? The healthy food will kill them.
All right, so that was number one on
the list. And it should be. That should be number one on every list.
It's just one of 33.
No, but it's so good.
Yeah, it is.
Why? Why would they stop?
Yeah. Like, that would bring me back.
Yep.
It would be a thing.
It would absolutely be a thing.
Oh, you know there'd be a flood
of
folks going there.
You think the McRib brings people back?
Yeah, watch this.
The Shamrock Shake.
You think that does
it? Child's play.
Do this, McDonald's.
And they used to give you two for the price of one sometimes. They had that. You get two apple pies.
The apple pie?
Yeah.
Was there a better smell?
No.
In your car?
No.
Than that apple pie?
Right.
It literally smelled like apple pie.
It did. Besides money, no.
And when you walked into McDonald's. Yeah, that's true.
Right. Besides money, no.
And then when you walked into McDonald's, if you weren't planning on having an apple pie, you'd smell the apple pie and say, I want an apple pie.
I will have dessert. Thank you.
Yep. Yes, I'm in.
That's back in the old days. Everything was fried. Everybody behind the counter had acne from all the oil in the air.
There was just so much oil.
Can I help you? Yeah, don't touch my food. They had a third eye on their forehead. You're like, all right, don't. Just,
all right, just stay
cool,
away.
Just cool out.
Stay away.
Yep, don't move.
Oh.
No shake for me now. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Back in the good old days.
Yep.
It really does seem so easy to bring. Like, what would they have to change?
Yes, truly. Phil said the fryers are right there.
They're right there.
But everyone's going back. I'm going back for that.
Yeah.
You can even designate one exclusively to the apple pie if that's the issue.
Yeah.
Right? So, you don't want the pie bits floating around with the fries.
Right.
Okay, I get it. You can just designate one that's exclusively apple pies.
It's funny because it was, you'd make your order and they would say, would you like an apple pie with that?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know what? I absolutely do.
Yeah. They don't sit anymore because they know. One of the pies that used to be really good?
Yeah. No. No one's ordering it anymore.
You want any of that piece of garbage we call an apple pie? Right.
No. No. Mm. No. Yeah. Well, actually, no. I'll take one in case my car rolls downhill. I'll put it behind the tire.
Number three on the list, the Philadelphia Cheesecake Bars.
Oh, see, I never had those.
Had those either. Never had them.
Okay, we got a big O, so.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
That must be good.
Oh, they were so freaking good.
Really?
Oh, so good.
Now I feel gypped.
Oh, my God. So good.
Really?
It was like a cheesecake. You got a cheesecake right here.
Right. Oh, man.
I just remember the stupid commercial with the lady, like, eating it, like, on her lunch break. Like, she's she's on, like, a Parisian vacation all of a sudden.
Really?
Right. It bothered. I was like, no one enjoys it that much. Come on.
A commercial can deter a product.
Oh, no, I loved it, but it was a working guy thing, you know? It's like, I got a freaking cheesecake with my lunch and a cup of coffee.
And my lunch pail. Yeah.
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 Wow.
And my meatball sub, and now I'm having a piece of cheesecake right here in a piece of plastic. I don't even need a fork.
I got my meatball sub, I got my Fritos, and my cheesecake.
My God.
Did it have like a graham cracker crust?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay, necessary.
See?
Necessary.
See, they got to bring that back now, because I want to have it now. See, Jesus. Now they got to bring it back.
All right, AJ.
Well, first of all, McDonald's needs to bring back those snack wraps. The Big Mac.
AJ, this was two on my list.
The Big Mac snack wrap was the best ever because it was a neat way to eat a Big Mac. It tasted exactly like a Big Mac because it was.
It's the same as the apple pie.
The same ingredients.
How hard would it be for them?
It was a no-brainer. It really was.
It was like $2 on the menu.
Yeah.
Why would you get rid of that?
Oh, they had 2-for-1 where you had basically like 2 Big Macs for like a cheap price.
Oh.
And you didn't wear it.
Bring that thing back.
Yeah,
how
bring the snack
can
wraps
we
back.
Get
Petition?
A district manager of McDonald's on the phone to begin the push for the snack wrap?
To pitch it.
I never had one, but you just convinced me I should have one.
The snack wrap was definitely great.
So it's a Big Mac without the bun.
Basically, yes. Everything inside a Big Mac in a wrap.
And everyone's going to wraps now.
And they were selling great. I don't understand why you got rid of it.
Were they?
They were.
They typically don't end things that are selling great.
But McRib was also... How you doing, good? How you doing, good? The McRib was also more exciting. The McRib did well. Where'd you go? McRib did well.
Mick.
So there's that. Do you recall the Kellogg's Danish Go-Rounds? Now, these were supposed to get rid of Pop-Tarts, and they were great. There were these pastries that you put in your toaster oven. They were thicker. They were like curled almost like a, it looked almost like a Swiss bun, but lengthwise, but long. It was thicker. It had a better crust.
Jesus.
It had better filling inside.
What is that, Phil? What are we doing? Line what?
Sorry. Line one is agreeing with AJ a lot on this.
Oh, okay. All right. Justin, AJ, Justin.
Dude, we got to bring it back,
what's
man.
Up, brother?
Yo.
It's a chicken tender in a wrap.
Oh, remember that?
How can they do that?
That was also a good one. It was like a chicken, chicken bacon ranch. Yes.
Yeah.
There was a whole
ranch. I always ask.
Why would you get rid of it?
Extra ranch.
Yep.
A little shredded cheese.
Good.
It was the simplest items. You can't tell me they like forgot the recipe.
It
or
was
something.
A party in your mouth every bite.
It was so easy to do.
Every bite was delicious, guaranteed. And at the end, when you had nothing but the shell left, everything, all the juices that came down were in that piece. There was no bad bite.
The last piece had all the ranch and just a little bit of chicken in it.
Yep, there was no bad bite.
No bad bite.
Not at all. Nope. Sure. Matter of fact, I licked the wrapper.
That's when you know you got a good sandwich.
Have a good day, guys.
You too, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Justin.
Yep.
Thank you.
Justin in Terryville.
Yeah, it was even better with the chicken wrap because all the ranch dressing would go down and became like a little cup of ranch dressing in your tortilla wrap. No bad bite.
You know why
no
those were perfect
bite.
Is like if you were out late and you stopped at McDonald's, everybody wants French fries, of course. You just hand them whatever change you've got left and just go, give me as many snack wraps as this will buy.
Yeah.
And you get them immediately.
Yeah.
You don't wait. You know, they don't have to make. It's just like, yeah, here you go.
Yeah.
They just throw them at you.
Exactly.
And, they were the best.
And you caught them like Armageddon the next morning.
Yeah. I feel gypped. I never had one.
They're so good.
Yeah, you need to have one. Same way I have to have one of those cheesecake bar things.
McDonald's.
The snack wrap. There's Big Mac. There's chicken.
Manager.
Yep.
I guess we start there.
Yep. That was your two choices, Big Mac or the chicken.
Talking about the now discontinued foods from your childhood that you'd give anything to eat now. Wall in Hartford. Is that your name, Wall?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
KFC has the same apple pie that McDonald's discontinued.
Really?
They picked it up. Get out.
Yes, they picked it up. Nice. And you know, they fry everything.
Yes. It's been around for a couple years now.
They fry everything. Your napkin's fried.
True.
Everything that's all fried. I wanted to say. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, thank you.
Your change, fried.
Thank you, Wall.
You
it's less
rock.
Useful, but it is delicious.
Thank you. Guy behind the counter, fried.
Well, now I have a reason to go to KFC.
Day.
Thank you. You too. I mean, I like the chicken there.
Yeah.
But the sides.
The sides are the thing.
That's the treat.
Yeah.
Like, put them out.
The mashed potatoes with the gravy.
Oh, yeah. And they have beans and coleslaw.
Yep.
It's all good.
Macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah. The mac and cheese.
Got to have that.
And now, an apple pie.
I'm so hungry right now.
Josh and Shelton.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Good morning.
So for me, it's the Hershey's cream savers. They came in strawberry cream, like, they were basically mint-shaped, but they were literally creamsicle candies. And I used to go through a bag of them at a time. But to also solve your McDonald's conundrum, because my first job ever was actually at McDonald's for 2 weeks before I quit.
2 weeks? Wow.
The reason why they don't do that anymore and they don't fry them is the turnover. So when you have fries and you make fries, you're only allowed to let them sit cooked for 20 minutes. Because they're making them in a little toaster oven, they mark the time they're made, and the pies can actually sit in the warming tray for 8 hours on a full shift versus 20 minutes and then getting tossed in the trash.
Wow.
So they run, so you know, they run their food.
It's a profit thing for them.
Yeah, right. It's a profit thing.
Waste of time, yeah.
Oh, damn it.
So I should say every 20 minutes, go to McDonald's and get a free one.
In the day.
You guys,
Thank you.
I mean, and they're only charging $1, so I don't understand what kind of a hit margin they were taking that day. They were like, all right, well, these need to sit for 8 hours, and then, like AJ said, use for chalks for tires.
Right.
Mm. Man.
Dose of chalk, though.
Yeah, my friend used to work at Hardee's, and he would close. And he would come to the radio station in Derby after he closed, and he would bring all that food they were going to chuck out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it was still good.
It used to be that McDonald's would put everything in a bag neatly and put it in their trash, because only a lot of people actually grabbed those bags.
Yeah.
And it seemed they had like 15 Big Macs, they had a bunch of cheeseburgers.
Like, you want to talk about feeding homeless people.
That's an idea. Yeah, just have some place pick up the food at the end of the night.
Mm. John in Norwalk.
Yeah, you were talking about the Philadelphia cream cheese bars.
Yeah.
My sister makes it all the time now. If you buy the crust, the graham cracker crust, and you buy that little bar of the Philadelphia cream cheese, the square one, on the back of it, it has the recipe to make the same exact cheesecake.
Really? No, but see, that's cool because it'll be fresh and we'll have preservatives and all
lazy.
That. But the whole point is I don't want to be in my kitchen making cheesecake.
Right, we're lazy.
Right, but if you like the taste of it, you could do the same thing.
I hear you.
You don't even have to cook it or anything. You like blend it and you throw it in that thing and put it in the refrigerator. My sister does it because she's lazy and brings it to like Christmas, you know? It takes like 5 minutes to make.
That's not
lazy.
She doesn't
sound lazy.
Lazy is when you buy something and bring it over.
She sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cool. You know, she's cool.
That's called caring.
One other thing I want to say is, did anybody say the pudding pops?
Pudding pops? Those are still around, don't you know?
They are, aren't they?
Yeah, just look at the pudding
pops. It was on this list.
Because you know the Jello with the pudding pops.
Is it on this list?
It is on this list.
Is it certain ones, though? Because there are pudding pops still there, the chocolate ones.
Are you sure?
The chocolate and the vanilla,
I've seen them.
The swirl ones.
When?
I think the swirl ones he's talking about, they were specialized pudding pops. I think they just had the basic pudding pop now.
Yeah.
And I agree with you guys. Those chicken wraps,
the snack
McDonald's
wraps,
were like the best thing ever.
I feel robbed.
They were great.
I never had one.
You got like two or three of those, you were good for the day.
Yeah, because that chicken tender that they had was all white meat. It was really good.
You put three down.
Yes, I did. I have a big appetite.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, John. I had a standard order.
Have a nice day.
Thank you, man.
You too.
When I went to McDonald's, it was Big Mac, quarter pounder with cheese, cheeseburger, fries, and a shake.
Oh, my God. Did you smoke a joint before that?
I finished it all. Melissa in North Haven.
Hey, back in high school, we used to have a Taco Bell in our lunch area, and then they got rid of the Toledo, me and my best
friend. That's amazing.
The Toledo was amazing. It really was.
I was saying it's amazing to have Taco Bell at your lunch place.
Seriously.
I'd be broke.
Yeah, really?
I'd be broke, and I'd be 5,000 pounds.
Well, no, but
was it Taco Bell and then cafeteria?
Like an express Taco Bell?
Yeah, they just made like one or two items from like Taco Bell.
That's still awesome.
The Cholita was great. The only problem was you had to wait because it was molten lava inside. That chili was hot, and you bit into it. It's just like explosion of chili in your mouth.
What school did you go to?
Yeah,
North Haven.
Yeah. North Haven, really?
North Haven High.
Wow!
Wow!
Yeah.
Huh? I mean, it's a beautiful school.
They
I've seen.
We had it for a little time, and then we used to leave school to go to Taco Bell to go get it on our lunch.
Well, yeah, because you're
hooked.
Until
they discontinued it.
Right.
Man.
Wow. To be a stoner.
I'm sorry. I really didn't hear anything you said after you said, I had a Taco Bell in my cafeteria.
Right. To be a stoner in that school.
Are you kidding me?
That's amazing.
I had mashed potatoes I could have hit with a bat into the outfield.
Oh, yeah. Remember the rice? The rice balls? It wasn't intentional. Yep.
All right, Melissa. Good one. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. We love you guys.
Love you, too.
Love you more.
Steve in Middletown.
Yeah, they discontinued the Chocodiles.
Chocodiles. They don't make them anymore?
Yeah.
No, you can't find those anywhere.
It takes a while to eat a Chocodile. Yeah, it was with Twinkie and chocolate.
Yes.
Great stuff. Yeah. 10 times better than the Twinkie ever could be.
Way better than a Twinkie.
Much better.
Like when you have a Twinkie.
Right.
And someone in the room says, all right, how are we going to beat this?
Yep. Yep.
Everyone goes quiet except for that one guy. I got an idea. How about if we do it in chocolate?
Yep. Once you go chocolate, you don't go back.
Wow.
Yep. Good stuff.
They don't make it anymore, really. What about the one that had peanut butter in it?
It was like a
chocolate dial with peanut butter in it.
Oh, I don't recall that one.
They had the funny bone. That didn't go anywhere.
The funny bone.
The funny
bones are still here, yes. Otherwise, the world would be torched right now. You got to have the funny bones. I will set fire to everything. You get rid of funny bones.
Really?
Yeah, funny
When's
bones.
When's the last time you had one?
I stopped buying at the beginning of the summer because I was eating them too much. I was going through a box a week, yeah, which is not good because all of a sudden you're like, I can't see my feet, yeah.
Is there anything better than a funny bone and a cup of coffee?
No, there is not. You wake up like that. That was my meal when I used to work for a moving company. I'd have that and a big cup of coffee, and I was lifting boxes like crazy.
Oh, the funny bone.
It's like a super energy pill. Yep.
All right, well, that's still around.
Yes. They got smaller, though, unfortunately. They got smaller.
They've done that with everything.
Yeah, stop doing that. Stop downsizing everything. It is what it is, okay?
Yeah, we could say $0.05 a unit.
I'll sign a waiver, okay?
No, it's the profit. Raise the price.
Yeah, if you have to. I'll still buy them. I'm hooked.
What else is on your list?
Shaker pudding. Remember that?
No.
It's from the 60s. I was a little kid, but I still remember like it was yesterday. Shaker pudding came in a box. They gave you a cup, a plastic cup with a lid, and you poured powder into the cup. You added water, and you shook it, and it became pudding. Thus his name, Shaker pudding. And it was good stuff, too.
So you don't have to like do any stovetop stuff
right,
or anything.
Right. You just shook it. You put cold water in the cup, you shook it, and it became pudding.
I have a feeling they found some chemical in there
right.
that humans were not supposed to consume.
It didn't affect me.
There could be an argument made for that.
shake, pudding. There was an actual jingle and everything. There's a commercial, yeah.
I wonder if that's where Shake Your Booty came from. I heard the commercial. Can you find the commercial?
Yeah, look for a Shake a Pudding 1960s. There's in black and white. A bunch of kids look like they just walked off of a schoolyard.
Hey, Joe.
Jazz, the Supreme, two of them, and you're done. Awesome.
Now, when you say done, what do you mean? like
both.
You're dead?
You're full.
Right.
And
full,
yeah.
They're perfect. They're like $2 a piece, $4. You're full.
Yeah. I agree. Awesome. And they were so good. It wasn't like fast food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were good.
And right. Another one was the Big and Tasty from McDonald's. You get two of them for $5.
The Big and Tasty was nice. That was a good sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were awesome.
I don't remember. Thank you, Joe. I don't remember the Big and Tasty. And I thought they still have the Burrito Supremes.
I think they just still have that. Yeah, the Big and Tasty's gone. Now, yeah. I'm trying to remember that burger. I've had it before. I want to say it was like the, that's the Angus burger. I know I had it. I can't think of it. There's so many damn burgers that come and go at McDonald's that you really can't remember. You know
what would be funny is to see how many fast food items we had in our life.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You'd win that one.
I know I would.
Yeah. Amber in Fairfield. Hey, Amber.
Amber?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Again, good morning. So what do you got?
Oh, whatever happened to Quaaludes?
Quaaludes? That was something for your... This explains a lot with your phone call.
It explains why I was like, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's morning, right? Good morning.
Yeah, what do you got, Amber? Good morning.
We used to get those at school for lunch.
Whatever happened to Quaaludes?
We're 14s, boy. We're 714s, yep.
Yeah, I remember that. We went through
There was a phase.
It's funny. We're talking about the foods discontinued from your childhood that you love to have. This was Amber's food,
right,
apparently.
Mine wanted quiet time.
I don't know. There's an answer for that.
For sure.
I'm sure there is.
What did Quaaludes do, and what do we have now to replace
downers.
It?
They were downers. Yeah.
So what do we have for downers now?
Valiums.
Okay.
Valiums, maybe?
For now.
Or really good pot. You know, not the sativa, the other one. So there you go.
All right, Amber. Thank you.
Not that nobody's saying. Just saying.
How about Susie Quaaludes? They're just not the same anymore.
Susie Quaaludes? What?
No, but they're still.
It's got to have a Q in it. All right, this is really good, man.
Thank
Susie
you, Amber.
Q's still available, by the way.
They're still available. Yeah. So we're talking about the things discontinued.
Yeah, they're gone.
My wife texted me Orange Julius. Is that still around? I thought that
I
was still around.
I feel like you can still find that. It's not as widespread as it used to be.
Every mall had one. Now, I haven't seen one. I've
never had one.
Long Island had one. That's the last one I've ever seen.
I saw Orange. Yeah. I saw Julius. I'm like, not for me.
The roller grilled dogs out of California, though, was really good. And the Orange
that
Julius
Orange
itself,
Julius?
Yeah. And the Orange Julius itself was tasty. Yeah, it was a good hot dog.
Eddie and Higginham.
How are you?
Hi.
Hey, what about Tang?
Tang, you can still get that.
That's definitely not discontinued.
Yeah, no, you can still get that. You snort lines of it.
Another.
That's how the astronauts ate it.
A lot of people won money doing that.
Yep.
Snorting Tang.
Yep.
That was introduced by the space program.
It's still in every store. Look by the powdered drinks. There you go.
You know, that whole aisle.
Yeah. So if it's, you know what? He said he would do anything for this because we're talking about the discontinued foods from your childhood you'd give anything to eat.
Yeah.
Well, what would you give, Eddie, if we can get you some Tang?
We also found the Quaaludes where they went.
Right now, this is fun. You ever hear of a movie called E.T.?
I did. Ouch.
Actress Dee Wallace is on. Good morning.
Morning, guys. I'm here to bring a little levity here.
Yes.
Thank you.
So you guys are depressing.
Yeah.
I'll be right here. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, I've got a great movie coming out that while everybody's holed up in their rooms, wherever they are, they can check this new film out.
I like how you think people of the hurricane, it's like, hey, listen, I know you're not at home. I know your stuff's being crushed and washed out into the ocean. Watch this movie.
Here's an uplifting movie.
What else are you going to do if you're you're secluded and can't get out somewhere?
Right. Right. It helps.
You know, you can sit there and worry and fret and think of the worst, or you can choose to entertain yourself and get through it. You know, the new movie's called The Knicks. I'm like Scream Queen extraordinaire, and this keeps it going. I'm really, really, really proud of what I do in this film. Crazy film. It's crazy, guys. Like
I believe you when you shout it.
That sounded crazy right
the
there.
The way you said it, you sold it.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Are you crazy in the movie?
Totally.
Okay.
Totally bonkers.
I love
nice,
it.
Nice, nice. And she's pretending right now.
Hey, and by the way, James Zimbardi, our lead actor and co-writer, is from New Haven.
Okay.
Oh, how cool is that?
Very nice.
We have a Connecticut connection.
Right.
Yeah, so got to come out and support your own, you know.
Right,
well,
absolutely.
I loved you in E.T.
Yep.
You know, we all love that movie. It's one of those classics. It's still mentioned
iconic
and talked about today.
Yep. Yeah, it's our Wizard of Oz.
I was just going to say that. Yep, little people, the whole nine yards, yep.
Yeah. did you, do you remember getting the call, and who called you? Was it Steven Spielberg or casting agent?
Oh, sure, yeah. No, I do remember getting the call, and actually I didn't even audition for E.T. They called and offered it to me. I had auditioned for Used Cars a couple years
before. Oh, that's a great movie, too. Yeah.
And, Steven works very far ahead, and he saw that vulnerable, childlike quality in me that he wanted. And that's why you don't see any adults until the end of the film, because I'm just considered another one of the kids.
Right.
Interesting.
Just a big crazy kid, yes.
Yeah.
The crazy kid, yeah. Right. Yeah. But I think my horror fans are really going to like the Knicks. N-I-X, Knicks. Which in German means the nothing.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
That should stir up some curiosity there.
They're nothing.
They're nothing.
So you're a ghost.
Right.
Are you a ghost?
No, I'm not a ghost.
Okay.
No, she's crazy. Remember?
Right, she's nuts.
Crazy
but I thought she could be a crazy ghost.
Oh, crazy ghosts work. That's even worse. It's scarier.
I don't want a friendly ghost.
No, of course not.
I don't want to watch a friendly ghost. I want to watch a crazy ghost.
Well, Casper was cool.
So. No, it's not about ghosts.
Gotcha.
All right, very good.
About crazy
Except
people.
The ones we create.
Gotcha. So you're killing people. Okay, good.
Oh, my God. I'm not killing people. It's not a slasher film.
AJ likes to try to guess his way through.
Well, you said you make people ghosts. I'm like, oh, it usually means you kill them.
I'm just wondering how much more we can annoy you in 10 minutes. I like you a lot.
Yeah, you're cool.
You're a great actress, and I like people
Thank
who come
you.
On with a lot of energy, and this sounds like a fun thing, especially around this time of year.
Yeah, it's needed.
Yeah.
It's freaking 6:05 for me, you know. I got up at 5 so I could do this crazy call with you crazy people.
See, you're giving us so many sound bites that will live forever.
Yeah, when you say it like that, you make it sound crazy.
She really throws that word around a lot. I love it.
Crazy, crazy people.
So we're going to be able to get this everywhere, all major platforms. The movie?
It's coming out in a limited run in theaters, and then you'll find it streaming. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. When can I go to Amazon?
What do you want to talk about, guys?
When's it opening?
I wanted to talk about E.T., but you changed the subject.
Oh, you did. Yeah.
But that's all right.
It's opening today, guys. Dear God, do you do these interviews without reading any of your notes?
It says it opens Tuesday, September 27th. Oh,
okay,
released yesterday on the 27th on all major platforms.
But we're just testing to make sure.
Well, there you go. Your two last questions. I'm just giving you a hard time.
I actually didn't think you'd be so entertaining.
Yes, awesome.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on. You're welcome back anytime you want.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I'll try and see how we can stir up some more trouble the next time I'm on, okay?
Very good.
I know you will.
Thank you.
We'll amp up the crazy.
Right.
Yeah. Go watch this crazy movie, The Knicks.
We're linked up on the radio station website.
Me like you have never seen me before.
Right.
I promise. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Well, awesome. You guys have a rocking good day.
You too. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Is she holding back a hit of weed?
Okay. You guys.
That was interesting.
It was.
Well, you know, you take a name like this because you want to talk about E.T.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to talk about something she did a million years ago. Yeah. She wants to promote this movie.
She's moved on, yes.
Yeah.
Right. E.T. made it home. Probably has a family by now.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they do a sequel to that?
Seriously.
E.T.
E.T. now. Yeah. E.T. reunion. He comes back.
Well, he looked old to begin with.
He did. Yeah.
Did they ever address that? Like, how old was he?
I think he was one of the smaller aliens. If you remember at the end, the rest of the aliens were taller than him.
Oh, so it was like a baby?
I'm guessing he was like a kid, yeah.
E.T. was 10 million years old. Right. According to the internet.
But maybe 10 million's young.
Right, exactly. Right.
Maybe they lived to 300 million.
Very young at heart. Although my grandmother, she got older, she looked more like E.T., so she started getting shorter, her arms were long, she said ouch a lot.
Well, E.T. was short, but then he could extend his neck like another 2 feet.
Bah! Yep. That whole scene when he's in the closet. Bah! Yep.
E.T.
I haven't seen that since I was a kid, but I just remember loving it.
Yeah, I saw it in the drive-in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, drinking a lot of beers, and then I saw it again on TV at home years later.
Not the same.
No, it's not.
No.
Nope.
The screen helps that one, the
it
big
really
screen.
Does. It really does.
Yeah.
You gotta feel that music, like, all around you.
Right.
Yeah, Spielberg has this way of just making the music and the mood, and you get caught up in that whole deal.
Yep, like, I'm not crying, you're crying.
Yeah.
I'm not crying, you're crying. Yeah.
Well, that's John Williams, right? That's what he does.
Yeah. But he knows how to put the images to the music. To
oh, yeah. No, them
the
working together.
It's a formula.
Ugh,
yes.
Yeah. It's right. Perfection.
Yeah, that's not a movie I think I need to see again.
No, it's like one or twice. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
If we were talking about it, her scene where she walks in and he's sick on the bathroom floor and she drops the coffee mug, that scared the crap out of me as a kid. And I can see her face like now without even looking up the scene. And that's the so she was talking about how, like, she's one of the kids in the movie. That's where she becomes an adult. Like, right there, she's like, okay, game's over. Right. Mom's coming in to save the day now.
Right. Yeah. Broke my favorite mug. Yep.
I couldn't watch the end of that movie.
Yeah.
It was terrifying.
No, it's hard.
For me.
It gets scary, yeah. The folks in the tents and everything, yeah.
Doctors and scientists, and then E.T. looks like he's dying, and then the plant that's connected to E.T.'s dying, and
they
then
put
Elliot
him in, like, that washing machine with the blinking light.
I don't remember the plant.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a plant that was connected to E.T. somehow, and it was flourishing when E.T. was, like, flourishing, and then when E.T. started dying, the
they
plant was,
dying,
like,
too. Bleh.
Yeah.
Little Drew Barrymore just, like, crying, just weeping.
Oh, it was a disaster. I couldn't
watch it. It's awful.
Right.
As a kid, like, if you're 6 years old watching that is absolutely a traumatic part of the movie.
Yeah, I remember crying during
the flying bicycle was cool.
Right. Well, then they get away on the bicycles. Oh. They're riding down the hill, and you're like, yeah!
But then we had that horrible, horrible Neil Diamond tune. Turn on your heart light. That one, ugh.
Yeah, but it fit.
Yeah, it did, but...
Now I don't want to hear it, but
ever,
it fit.
Ever. Now, you want to torture someone, put that song on.
The torture.
Turn on your heart like
it's
no.
Hard to bring in that after you've heard this amazing John Williams score the entire time.
Yeah, seriously, you did not need that song. It's okay, Neil. Sit this one out.
The side-by-side is not kind to him there.
All right, well, that was another interesting interview. Not as classic as Martha Wash, but
no.
Definitely right up there.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Don't you even read the information when you're talking to people?
Yep.
I loved
her.
She
sounded hammered.
She did.
Sounded fun to me.
Well, hammered's fun.
The cannibal pleaded guilty to killing and eating part of a man named Kevin Bacon.
Well, you know.
Smells like bacon.
Exactly. If you have a last name like Bacon, these things happen.
Irresistible.
Yep.
I think he was more interested in the Kevin part than the bacon part.
Everyone loves bacon.
I think he cut around the Kevin and ate the bacon.
Right. What part would be the bacon?
Or did he do it just for fun?
Right,
like,
it's
you know
bacon.
What?
Right.
I'm this in the is mood. The ultimate for me.
Right.
I'm in the mood for bacon.
Like, if your last name is Steak, I'm sorry, you're a dead man.
Well, that's why he can say now, I ate Kevin Bacon.
Exactly, right.
I There's no bacon. Susie cupcake out there. This right. is what I got.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that'll be dessert, actually.
A Michigan cannibal. No, I thought this was going to be in another country.
Why is it always Michigan? That was where Dahmer was from, too.
Wisconsin.
Close. You know, can you not remember every goddamn thing that happens in the world?
You know, if you take the M from Michigan and turn it upside down, you get the W.
I swear to God. What do you study everything?
His brain is like a magnet.
Oh, my God. Smoke a joint. Do it the rest
Has
of us.
Anyone
Kill
ever
your
tested
brain.
Your memory? You probably remember coming out of the womb.
Oh, my God. He probably fact-checked the doctor, too.
You did that wrong.
No, you were supposed to pull me with forceps.
Has anyone tested your memory? Because, look, I know that this is a, you know, whatever. It's a detail that was in the news, and you're watching Dahmer Now, the series. So, yes.
They gave him the nickname the Milwaukee Cannibal. Like, that's not
Michigan. Again, I didn't remember that either. Who pays attention to that crap?
Maybe that's why he thinks Michigan, Milwaukee.
Wow.
Yeah. No, but it's not that one that's so amazing. It's the other stuff.
Yeah.
That it's such a small detail.
Yeah.
Something you said 10 years ago.
Yeah. You lost an eyelash
6:15.
At one time.
Like he's like, at 6:15.
Who does this?
In 2012.
I don't know. You said.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
But have you ever tested it?
Oh. No.
Please do. There's something wrong here.
I don't know.
You test it every day.
You're like in Redlineville. Like one day your brain's gonna go.
This sounds like a bit.
One day, like one piece of information, just explode the whole thing. Because you'll see red in the window, like scanners. What happened? Phil remembered one more thing.
I think he uses more than 10%.
His whole head exploded.
But one, he pays attention. And two, he puts it away in a file that's so organized he could pull it up. Like, my room of memories is just, there's papers everywhere.
It looks like a hoarder's
there's
house.
Stacks
yeah.
of files.
Exactly.
I'm like, I don't know. I just met you. What's your name again?
Exactly. I forget
Wait.
2 seconds.
Yeah. I just read that it came out already.
Yeah. You can shake my hand. Tell me your name. And
I'm like a fish.
Right. As soon as my hand.
What's your name?
As soon as my hand gets away from yours, I forget your name already.
Yeah.
This one here will know your blood type. He'll know where your kids went to school, what you had for dinner 3 weeks ago.
It's really amazing.
It is. It's uncanny.
It's a major city.
You know what would be so freaking cool? If you grew up the same time I did and did as much damage that I did from like 1983 until about 1999 and see if you still have your brain cells.
No, is it that? Or are we... as a people, just not really interested in people enough to really listen to them when they're talking.
There's that too, yes. I really don't care.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
Yeah.
Well, he filtered out all the unnecessary information. It was, okay, Dahmer, cannibal.
Michigan,
what else do I need to know?
Milwaukee milkshake, what was it?
He wasn't in my state, right? Like, that's all I needed to know. Yeah, there you go. Okay, stay over there. Get away from me.
It's somewhere over there.
Yeah,
am
wherever
I in danger?
It is.
No. Okay.
Up there in that area, whatever.
No, but I just think people in general aren't really interested in details enough to stay focused and file this stuff away.
Right, or watch a show by Dahmer.
No, but it's not just the show.
Yeah.
He remembers almost everything.
The weirdest things.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Remember that time you had a toothache, like, you know,
like
back in 2019?
Like, your whole family's not like this, Phil. Like, they must look at you and say, how do you remember that, right?
I used to scare the crap out of my dad.
Okay, good. I'm glad that, like, you're different. Like, the whole Antonellis aren't walking around like
right.
this day in 1772.
You notice no one invites them over anywhere?
Do you remember right. 18 years ago yeah. at 8:45 a.m.?
Remember that one time that one branch came off the car?
Good.
It's the Antonelli robot clan.
Yes.
Yeah, so what happened? You scared the hell out of your dad.
Yeah, what did you do?
As a kid, I would just hold on to details. Like, if I was sitting at the dinner table and they were talking about something adult that they thought was over my head, just about, like, him at work or something, like 3 days later, be like, hey, how'd it go at work with that thing? He's like, why are you asking about that?
Right.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Just watch Ninja Turtles. Shut up.
They ever encourage you to like sit in the garage with the car running?
I played a lot of video games.
No, they love him, AJ.
No, I meant like, to decrease the brain cells. Not stay there the entire time, but like 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, just style him down. Just give him some brain damage so he's normal.
Exactly right. So he's less, you know, remembering everything.
Like the rest of us.
Right.
That was a House episode. There was a genius who fell in love with a woman that was sort of dumb,
right?
And he just lived his life self-medicated so he could be normal. That's a thing.
What did he take?
It's a thing on a sitcom.
What did he take?
I'll have to go back and see.
Thank you. Here, Phil, drink this.
Oh my god.
It is pretty amazing.
It is. It's uncanny. I mean, I'm in awe because I remember nothing.
I didn't do it to make you look bad. It was
No, you didn't. It's just uncanny.
Well, this turned out better than a guy eating Kevin Bacon.
This is true. This is very true.
Didn't I tell
AJ got angry. I'm like, I'm not trying to make you
really
angry.
No, but Phil, every movie you see, we could talk about, and you'll remember the scene no one remembers.
Yeah.
Every word, like, and the expressions and the what happened.
The shading they used.
I'm like, what the... Brig.
Right, thank you.
What's going on here?
Wow.
It's like his brain is a recorder.
Exactly.
That never runs out of film.
Yeah, and he could pull up instant... Can you imagine if...
Isn't
like,
that how a memory works?
Not all, though.
No. No, it's
if
not.
If you remember it, it's just there. I don't know what to tell you.
No, but how can you do it with every scene of every movie you've seen?
I don't know.
Wow. No, but, like, we're right outside of Yale. Your brain should be studied.
It's got, like, a little microfiche in there, you know what I'm saying?
There's something going on.
Seriously, you need to be looked at. There's something wrong here. You file away too much information.
I knew where Milwaukee was. That's so weird.
That's how it started, but this has been going on for a decade.
A long time, yes.
Yeah, let's address this.
Yeah. Seriously, weed is legal. Smoke some.
No, we've all been victims of his memory.
Yes. Yeah.
What? What does that mean?
Yes.
We'd say something, you'd be like, oh, well, you know, right. Back in, you know, 2012,
you
said
this. Don't you want it to be correct? Right. Don't you want the context to enhance
the
conversation?
Remember the time you clipped your fingernails in the studio? It was like 15 years ago.
Well, I remember that.
I like
the
five
most
and two.
Random, mundane conversations. How's the weather? Good.
Yeah.
Something else, huh? Yeah. Remember that time in 2012 you said the weather was something else?
Yes.
No.
Right. It's insane.
It's just bizarre. Like, who has this memory besides him?
Who?
I swear. He's like,
nobody does.
He's like Rain Man. Yeah, definitely. You definitely did that back in 2005. Yeah, definitely did that. Yeah, definitely did that. Yeah, definitely did that.
But AJ,
yeah.
That's you with cars. That's you with sitcoms
from
the 70s and 80s.
No, because he's wrong a lot of times. I've been with him with other car people, and he'll be like, oh, that's a 66. And they'll be like, no, it's a 65.
AJ, with 80s pop music, like, I can't compete with that. I don't have that.
Well, you weren't alive, really. So
I'm just saying it works differently for what you're passionate about. I don't know. I love watching movies. I remember scenes and quotes. I don't know.
How to test for a photogenic memory.
It's not that.
His is beyond photogenic.
Yeah, I wonder if it is. Is it photogenic?
No.
Like, do you remember images? Like,
No.
There's something called an eidetic memory as well. The ability to recall an image from memory with high precision, at least for a brief period of time, after seeing it only once.
I don't know. I don't think I have that either.
All right. I'm going to drop matches on the floor. Tell me how many there are.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.